When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, good afternoon. Hello, my friends. Hello, my friends. This is Nick Jensen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome to next podcast. Today's podcast is a kind of a follow-up to episode 191, where we talked about briefly on conduct disorder and the inability as a youth to function. And also we mentioned briefly about executive functions of the brain. So I think it's time to put more light to this and work out why this could cause anxiety when if our brain isn't functioning well. And over many, many years, and also had as effect as on a psychological level, and where self-esteem or self-image is involved. And then you just have to accept you just have to accept what you've given, you know, before for our survival. So people who can't rationalize or have difficulty in making decisions and, you know, they're not taught. They don't have this thing called executive functioning systems. You know, a developed brain where it's able to make these rational decisions and not act on irrational thoughts. So I thought we'll take in a bit of a deep dive on that. If you want to go back to episode 91, it talks about the whole podcast actually synthesizes with, you know, young parents, single or living or with young parents. Yeah, they could be on the single moms or So I kind of know, how hard it might be for single parents out there or any parents, right? They have kids who are like that, You could say they're not firing too well, and they muck up because they want to be able to create this, they're not getting this natural endorphin, so they live on adrenaline, different types of brain chemistry and reactions. So today I thought, I thought I want to go a big deeper on this, and and I wanted to know a little bit more about what it is. So just let's kind of look at executive function skills, right? Executive function skills. This kind of we have to look at or refers to cognitive abilities, ability to reason with things and make decisions that allow us to control our thoughts, our emotions, and actually our behaviors. And it's in order to achieve our goals. And these skills are like essential for success in school, especially for kids, for work and life in general. Later on, I'm going to talk about, we're going to look at tools to help us, especially youngsters out there who might be going into this kind of conduct disorder or have a bit of this, and we'll look at how we can develop this cognitive functions, so we can thrive in life and not just take the breadcrumbs that are given to us, the slops or whatever you got at whatever we take. And so that's basically it. Now, these particular skills, right, that I'm going to share with you they're essential for success in school, work, and life in general. So this particular episode explores the key components of executive functions. I'm going to deepen that and discussing how these skills develop in children and adolescents. Very important here in this prime age. We'll also look at or provide practical strategies for supporting the development of executive functions. So how can we develop that, as mentioned earlier? And the importance of executive function function skills are critical for our daily functioning. They allow us to plan, organize, focus attention, and remember instructions, right? And not go lost and be distracted and not even able to get instructions. I only get it when it's been repeated about 5 times rather than pick it up the first or second time. Because there's a distortion in thinking, right? There's no straight, direct, functioning to do all the source to the target of understanding, if that makes sense. And so, and also deregulation allows us to regulate our emotions and impulses. And remember, if we can't regulate our emotions, impulses, that creates extreme anxiety and lack of understanding. So without well-developed executive function, it becomes very difficult to succeed in academic or social or professional settings. So it's important to have this area very well developed in us. So children are children are not born with fully mature executive function abilities. Rather, these skills are kind of generally developed over time with the prefrontal cortex of the brain playing a key role here. The prefrontal cortex is the last part of the brain to fully mature. You notice that with young kids learning to drive, right? And we're giving kids at the age of 17 to drive a machine, a vehicle, a weapon. And they don't have the reasoning capacity. Is this a safe gap? What do I do here? What's the rules? And all these kind of things. But they continue to develop this capacity to reason in traffic or have this executive function develop, into the early mid-20s and around 25, so fully developed. So we're always improving this area of our mind. All right, so now we look at the 11 key executive function skills. What are these 11 executive function skills that emerge and strengthen as the children grow and adolescents grow to even up to age 25? Let's look at them. We look at organization skills. We look at planning and prioritizing. We look at building and engaging memory. We look at managing time properly. We look at metacognition and self-monitoring. We will kind of discuss briefly the impulse control, emotional control, increased and sustained attention. We look at task initiation, self-motivation, and discerning thoughts and outcome, right? Well, let's see if we can give more light to these 11 functions. And each of these abilities involves either cognitive processes like thinking or behavioral responses or doing. So doing and thinking. As children practice and apply these skills, their executive function capability becomes more robust over time. So strategies that we can use for supporting executive function and development could be, given the importance of executive function, it is crucial that we provide children, right, young mums and dads, children with the support that they need time. You need to give them time. You need to support them and give them the opportunity they need to develop these crucial abilities, right? And here's some strategies that can help. But before I go there, just think about it. Our technology, our attention span is reduced, right? Life for some of us is not that easy, right? And we're just struggling for that self time. So, but as a parent, I think we own it. You know, we own it to or you own it. You own and you responsibility for, you know, no matter how hard it is for you, is to give that give your kids the attention they need. Otherwise, they'll find attention elsewhere. All right, let's look at what we can do. What these are the strategies that we can all do, right, with our kids. We can establish like routines and structure, you know, predictable daily schedules and clear expectations can help build the organizational skills and time management skills. So watch your kids in these areas, like, work a timetable or something like that, and celebrate the success of organization and time management. What about breaking number two? We can kind of break down the tasks in small chunks, small bits of information, you know, they can be manageable steps. And this concept, this will support planning, initiation, and follow through, all right? And of course, we need to be able, when we do follow through and we actually celebrate, learn to celebrate our wins, our successes, this creates a dopamine effect in our mind, a chemistry, which is like, wow, you know? And we start to enjoy the processes of achieving something, right? By planning and initiating and the follow through, and then celebrate our wins on whatever it is for us. So it creates this beautiful habit of really loving, even no matter how hard the job is, but enjoying the process of what we're doing rather than just, so what, you know, what else got to do? No, there's no win in that. There's no mindfulness in doing what we do, even the most mundane things and the most boring things, right? Let's look at another one. Three, model and explicitly, you know, teach executive function strategies. Let's look at an example. Demonstrate how to break down a homework assignment or use a calendar to manage time. That's a good example. What about provide opportunities for practice and skill building? Activities like board games, puzzles using puzzles and chores can all help strengthen executive functions. Sometimes you say, okay, let's do it. And you might give your child an instruction to do their bed, do some vacuuming in their room. Heck, have you, you know, join them in the activity, like just so they can, you know, so you, they can see it's a bit of fun, not just about, do I have to win? You know, not to be negative and not to be whinging about the chores they've been given, but doing it together with your children, right? This can help them. That's teamwork, all right? And rather than just giving them harsh instruction, do your bed now, vacuum, clean up your room, all right? That can be more gently done, you know, and to develop. It's all about developing the executive functions in a calm way and make sure there's a reward at the end of it. And there is no reward except harshness for some kids in some families. What about offering a scaffolding or support as needed, right? A lift up. Be available to provide guidance, reminders, and feedbacks as children work to strengthen their abilities. I think I mentioned in the last podcast, episode 91, how I was traveling back from Hull and the universe actually set me up with I was sitting next to a young kid and a mom, and I was watching that they were playing on the phone, and they were, you know, building stacks and colors. This program was for child development. They'd be touching buttons, and they'll celebrate their wins, and then they pulled out some cards, and they were playing Snap, every time they snap, there was a, you know, and she was only like 5 years of age, and mum was so attentive and really like, really, I can see the development of yeah, that's exactly functioning in a child at five. And yeah, so it was interesting. And and they were really busy for like half an hour playing games while in air, in a plane. So it was interesting how even the universe kind of sets things up with my thoughts, because that sort of, you know, that was a podcast, how, you know, identifying conduct disorder compared to, this kind of executive functional models, okay, and the difference of the two type of kids, right? It's all about what we provide, how much time we provide to our kids. Anyway, let's move up to the next one. It's called Celebrate Successes and Progress. As mentioned, acknowledging improvements in areas like organization or impulse and control can boost motivation and confidence. Okay, there is more to this. So executive functions are the cognitive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Behavioral abilities that allow us to plan, focus, remember instructions, and regulate our emotions. These critical capacities will gradually develop gradually throughout childhood and adolescence, and can be supported through intentional strategies and opportunities for practice. Yeah, so once we understand the key components of executive functions, and how to nurture and how to develop, we can help set our children up for success in school, relationships, and all areas of life, and they will start enjoying life a different way. You know, like they won't stress so much, they won't be anxious, and you know they'll be more. They'll have regulations, as mentioned earlier. So. Yeah, I hope this podcast has resonated with you guys so far, and it's provided to be helpful. And I believe it's a very, very important topic. And yeah, let's carry on. There's a little bit more. Let's go on a little bit more. Let's look at, we mentioned like, let's split this up in segments. Let's talk about this, and like, let's give it six segments and to solidify with some questions and answers to in our content about executive function. So, yeah, let's go with that. So, executive function, right? But here's a question. What is executive function, and why is it so important in life, in child development? The answer is executive functions refers to like cognitive abilities that allow us to control our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in order to achieve our goals. These skills are essential for success in school, work, life in general, and as they enable us to plan, organize, and focus our attention and remember instructions and regulate our impulses. So if we are over reacting on things and we're taking things too personal, right, we're not using our executive functions, even at a later age. Yeah, so if we don't have this executive function, there is a blank feeling. There is like, what do I do now? I need some reassurance. I can't function. I can't make decisions. Right. I'm overwhelmed, and Yeah, I'm sick of making mistakes, and I'm so anxious, and I take it on myself as a failure, and really stuff up thinking about my self-image and feeling low in a low vibration. So yeah, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, let's it's all about planning, organizing, focus, attention, remembering, and how we deal with instructions and regulate our impulses. Let's look at segment two, the development of executive function, the question that we can ask: when do executive function skills develop, and what part of the brain is responsible? Well, children are not born with fully mature executive function abilities. Rather, these skills gradually develop over time, with a prefrontal cortex of the brain playing a key role. The prefrontal cortex is the last part, right? The last part of the brain to fully mature. And we said continue to develop into the early to mid, 20s. So we're even looking at between 23, 25. Almost midlife, almost halfway. Let's look at another one. We also don't want to repeat the 11 key executive functions, so we can have this still within us and think about our children, right? And think about, what can we do to improve, right? We're always improving this life. So, I'm kind of thinking, I wish that my parents had time for me to develop this type of skills. They were too tired. They were too frustrated with themselves. Yeah, trying to make a living, it was more like a 7 to 3 job, or working with government and working in factories, and so tired working 6 days a week, right? To make ends meet and stay in front of inflation and pay the mortgage bills. And this resonates with a lot of us. And then these days we have the phones in front of our faces and as an addiction, and you probably think, well, here, just use the phone, have fun with it, switch on some TV, there's no development there. We're allowing our kids to be brainwashed, and we're not, again, they don't develop executive functions that way by allowing the media, the TV, has a habit to control their lives. And no wonder you could say we're raising zombies. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And it takes a long time to develop. Let's look at these kind of areas, 11 areas, right? We look at organization skills, planning and prioritizing, building and engaging memory, managing time, metacognition, we'll talk about that a little bit later, self-monitoring, impulse control, emotional control, increased and sustained attention, task initiation, all right? If you think of something, you want to do it, and don't persuade yourself not to do it, follow through. And I still think even at the later age, we're still developing this, this executive function decision-making. Say what you can do and do it, right? It also increases, and don't forget to celebrate and create the endorphins in our brain and love the process. And self-motivation is another one, and discerning thoughts and outcomes. Yes, that's powerful. So let's look at another one, the consequence of weak executive functions. Wow, right? Let's talk to that a bit. Let's discuss. So what are some of the challenges and difficulties that can arise for children with undeveloped executive function skills? Apart from being left behind the eight ball, not getting professional jobs that were high-paying jobs that require some skills in study and discipline, and I think discipline and sheer focus, right, to get there and enjoy the process of study and passing exams and not freaking out too much and not be anxious about exams, right? So we can look at children with weak executive functions. Skills may struggle in school, left behind the eight ball. I know a lot of my buddies when I was growing up, I can kind of look at them now. I mean, we all had this area of dysfunction, right? And we no wonder we clustered together in groups, and then we definitely had some conduct disorder going on also, within us as our particular little group at school. So children with children with weak executive function skills may struggle in school, I said, and poor performance in study, and lack of class participation. They're kind of half asleep and lost or forgotten homework assignments and careless mistakes or just tardiness and, prefer not to be at school and at home. Their lives may be like chaotic in a family, right, with emotional outbursts and erratic thoughts and speeches across various activities and reactions, emotional reactions all the time. Okay, so let's look at another one, strategy for supporting executive function development. What are some of the strategies? Some of the effective strategies that can be used to support the development of executive function skills in children. I'm really going full out on this particular episode because it's so important as young mum and dads to keep your ears pricked up and just listen and have a think about your children. Are we lacking some of these skills at the moment? Can we actually sit back and become aware that we are lacking, right? And were you the lucky one to have executive function still properly in your life as a child? How was your schooling? So I'm going to ask this kind of questions. So the answer to this one is some key strategies we'll look at. So let's include some key strategies. Number one, establishing routines and structure. Breaking down tasks in smaller, manageable steps. Modeling and explicitly teaching executive function strategies. Providing opportunities for practice and skill building. Offering scaffolding support as needed. And celebrating successes and progress, as mentioned earlier. So I just want to keep repeating this. So we can see that these are the strategies we can deploy. All right, let's go look at the last question here and kind of conclude the whole thing. And the key takeaways for you guys, young moms, dads, and, even if you're a youngster listening to this at the age, 18 to 20, there's some key takeaways here for you and for all of us. So what are the main takeaways from this? This episode, this discussion on executive function skills. Well, we can look at executive function skills are critical for success in school, work, and life. Right? We don't have to wait till we're kind of 30 to start developing, this rational thinking and decision making. Right? We can make clear decisions now, early. Yeah, and also this has given us a chance to reflect on. On our life, right? Did our parents know this kind of stuff, right? So never too late to break the chains, my friend. So and do something different, more positive. I also noticed if you take on a role of responsibility out there, a job that involves huge responsibility, like for me at the moment, I'm sharing the idea that I've got undertaking a bus driver's job, right? I'm going to be a bus driver for about a year and then maybe move on to coaching, driving a coach bus in the area of tourism and also keep on and been an anxiety coach. And gosh, you got a lot of hats to follow to carry. So, here we are also podcasting and making a living from podcasting also. So, doing a lot of things and having a great time with it. And so success in school, work, and life, right? This is what it's all about for the youth, to give them a better chance in this life. Now, these skills develop and gradually these skills develop gradually throughout childhood and adolescence, which is good news, right? And there are key 11 key executive function skills that can be supported and strengthened right now. And then the other one is providing the right support and opportunity for practice is essential for helping children develop robust executive functions. Well, my friends, so when you look at someone today and you can see they're fully organized and they're so articulate in what they do. And it don't have to be perfect, but they're so articulate and they pride themselves on successes and the processes of it. And I just want to say, not to compare, right? Not to compare, because comparison is a thief of all joy. We know that. But more like, okay, you can see that, you can always see the type of, upbringings of that particular friend of yours, anyone out there that has had a chance to have this executive function developments done in early age. All right, so the good news is we are, we're always developing and as youth, and we're not, everyone's born with the same opportunity, right? Everyone's born with the same opportunity, but it's the responsibility of parents to actually, if they don't have the time for it, but they can also employ coaches, specific coaches, to help them develop these skills. And unfortunately, some of the kids, right, they do have, if you go back to, episode 191, goes deeper into disorder conduct. And that's like, there's still hope at a different age. But so I think I've said enough on this particular. So as parents, you're responsible to make this happen. All right, my friends, this is Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, also from Anxiety Talks Podcast. All right, you can hear this on both shows. So wishing you success and wonderful development in our lives. And we do not stop learning. There's always something new to learn in this wonderful life. So all the best to you guys, and hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Until our next one, let's keep celebrating. And if you enjoy this podcast, pass us on, subscribe, like, make comments. Until the next podcast, all the best.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.